إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the masajid of Allah in several places in the Quran and mentioned them with great importance and great emphasis. And so I want to remind myself anew about the importance and the role of the masjid. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made hijrat and he came to Medina, the very first action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to build his own house, was not to do anything but to build the masjid. So Rasulullah identified a place, and that was a plot of land which belonged to two orphans. Nabi Sallallahu asked them and requested them to sell the land to him. The orphans said, "Ya Rasulullah, we are willing to give it to you as a gift, free, we don't want money for it." But Nabi Sallallahu accepted their niyat, but he did not accept their gift because they were orphans. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu paid for the plot of land on which stands Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And this refers to the part that we know as Riyadul Jannah. And this masjid was built, and Rasulullah ﷺ built his house, or in today's terms, it was literally a one-room kind of thing. It's not a house. Adjacent to the masjid, with a door opening into the masjid. And the other Sahaba also built, so there were houses all around the Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And then Rasulullah ﷺ established the purpose of this masjid. And he made clear the role of the masjid in the community. The first action that Rasulullah ﷺ did in the masjid, obviously the first action is Salah. But other than Salah, the first action was to create the Ummah, was to create this brotherhood between the Ansar and the Muhajirun. So the first role of the Masjid was to bring the hearts together, of joining the heart of one Muslim with the heart of another Muslim. This does not mean that there were no differences between them, this does not mean that there were no disagreement between them. There were a lot of disagreements. The problem is we don't read the Seerah. We don't read the life of the Sahaba, so we don't have a clue. And then we do foolish things ourselves because we don't know what the reality is, and we don't know what those foolish things, where they will land us in. So it's important to read. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam joined the brothers, the Muslims, to one another. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reinforced this, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned this twice in the Quran. In the same kind of ayah with only difference of one word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place, Allah said, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, this ummah of yours is one ummah. The word Ummah is used also for mother. Ummi means my mother. So is that to which we all belong. And Allah said, this is one. And Ana Rabbukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the basis on which we are one Ummah. We are not one Ummah on the basis of race or on the basis of nationality or anything. We are one Ummah on the base of the fact that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Wa ana rabbukum, I am your Rabb. Fa'budun, in one place Allah said, so therefore worship me. In another place Allah said, fattaqun, and therefore have fear of offending me. Fa'budun refers to our aqidah and ibadah, and fattaqun refers to the rest of our life, which is mu'amilat, mu'asharat and akhlaq. Because taqwa is displayed in our actions, in our daily life. So one is taqwa and one is ibadah, which is our internal, and taqwa, which is our external. And this is what happened in the masjid. Hearts were brought together. Differences were dissolved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us the opposite. Also in the seerah, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a group of people created a masjid for the purpose of creating disunity among the Muslims. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for Tabuk, they came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we live far from your place. So we started a masjid. Please come and pray two rakat of salah in our masjid so that we get the blessing of your salah and we will continue the salawat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going. He had already started marching. So he said, I will come after I return. And when he was going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what those people were doing, why they were calling those meetings and why they were meeting and how they had created this masjid, for what purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, read the Quran. Why did the Quran come? Yeah? To put on a shelf for barakah. Quran came to read. Read the ayat of Surah Tawbah with regard to Masjid al-Dirar. Allah said, this is the masjid which has been created to divide the ummah, to put Muslim against Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqum fihi abada. Allah said, you will not stand in that masjid forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that masjid to be demolished. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came back from Tabuk, he sent Ali bin Abi Talib and somebody else, and he said, go and destroy that masjid. And they went and demolished the masjid. Why? That was also a masjid on the face of it. But the reason, the niyyah with which it was established. And that is why in Islam there is so much of blessing and so much of reward for establishing a masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one brick if you give for the establishment of a masjid, Allah will build you a palace in Jannah. For one brick. If somebody donates a carpet, a musalla in a masjid, then that person will get the sawab of all those people who pray on that musalla until that musalla exists. This person may be dead and gone. That musalla may be sitting there for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. We don't know. Some of our musalla are very, if you see some masajid, they are very, old. But whoever gave that musalla, he is getting the sawab of that. Imagine if somebody, that is the reason why we should be afraid of things like this. Because if there is a palace behind every brick of a masjid, what is there behind somebody who takes out a brick from masjid? The opposite. Who prevents a masjid from being built. If there is a sawab of the salah of all the people who pray on that musalla, if you donate one musalla to the masjid, one sujjada, what is the opposite of taking away a musalla, of removing a musalla from a masjid and creating difficulties for people to pray? Allah is adil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do adil. So if there is sawab for something, there is the opposite, there is adab for doing the opposite of that. And that is why one of the crimes of those who oppose the Anbiya, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced Jahannam, was Yasudduna an Sabilillah. They stopped the people from the path of Allah. They stopped the people from worshipping. They stopped the people from going to the masjid. And stopping does not mean that you are successful in stopping. No, it means you made the effort. You spoke against it. You tried to do it. And what happened? You were a failure in this dunya and you were also a failure in the akhirah. You die without iman and you go into Jahannam forever. Both sides are there. There is a benefit for supporting and there is a benefit for opposing. Opposite benefit. Masjid therefore also has some rules. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing eats up the deeds, the good deeds of a person. He said the good deeds of a person are destroyed and eaten up like a fire eats up dry wood if people discuss matters of the dunya inside the masjid. He said, what did he say? He said, your good deeds will be eaten up like a fire eats up dry wood if you discuss matters of the dunya inside the masjid. Now you might say, well, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, After all, the famous quote of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said, the trader in the bazaar of Medina does not have the right to do business until he learns the usul of business in the Masjid al-Nabawi. So you might say, well, is it not dunya? But learning the usul of business is not dunya, it is deen. It is sharia. It is the ayn of sharia. Because it comes in the issue of ma'amilat. If you take what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in the Masjid al-Nabawi, what did he do? Salah, Zikrullah, Durus, Tafsir of Quran, right? His own teachings, which we know today as Ahadith and Nabawi. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to plan the campaigns of the Muslims, the jihad fi sabilillah. Then he used to teach people the usul of doing business and doing various things. Then the masjid was the court, was the qazi. Who was the qazi? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So people came with masail, and these masail were, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave rulings on that. Every single one of these matters are matters of deen. They are the ayn of Islam. When we say talking about the dunya, what are we talking about? We mean talking about sitting in the masjid, talking about the share market, talking about what is happening in Aam Aadmi Party, talking about elections, talking about politics, talking about our own differences, whatever the hell that may be, and so on and so forth. Sitting in the masjid, doing that. None of that is deen, that is pure shaitan. That is pure shaitan. And that destroys our amal like a fire destroys dry wood. Not my opinion. Read the hadith in Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And if Allah does not have mercy on us, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes us among those who are doing all of this to create differences among people, then we will be with the people who set up the Masjid al-Dirar in the hellfire forever and ever. So let us be very, very clear. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Masajid of Allah is not your house, not my house. Once a masjid has been decreed as a masjid, it is a masjid till the day of judgment. Whether anyone likes it or does not like it, there's no way on earth anyone can stop a masjid from being a masjid. You can lock it, you can do what you want. If you lock the masjid, you are locking your own door to Jannah, remember. You're opening the door into the hellfire. Make no mistake. It is the house of Allah, and therefore it needs to be treated like the house of Allah. It is not your house, it is not my house. We meet here for the sake of Allah. We part from here for the sake of Allah. And that is why Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the famous hadith of the seven who will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah include us all in that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two of them will be people who were attached to the masjid. No, he said, one of them will be a person who was attached to the masjid. He was like a sutun of the masjid. Every time he would be in the masjid. And he said, another two will be those who meet for the pleasure of Allah and who part for the pleasure of Allah. So easy for us to earn the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, my Sheikh Dr. Muhammad Ali Hadraji just left, and his comment about this masjid, which I am sharing it with you because it involves all of you. He said, the thing that struck me in this masjid is the sense of community that there is in this masjid. He said, I have traveled the world, I have gone to so many masajids, I have not seen this sense of community in too many places. Sense of community. He said, everybody here is like one family. And he spent a good bit of time, almost a week or more here, and he was there for every salah, and he did two jumahs here, and he did two durus. He said, the thing that really I was so happy is the sense of community. Everyone is like truly brotherhood. Alhamdulillah, I made dua. I said, Ya Allah, may Allah bless this masjid and protect this masjid and keep this sense of brotherhood alive and keep our hearts together and not allow our hearts to be divided. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this masjid and protect what we have tried to, all of us together, we have tried to build here. We have deliberately ensured that no differences of madhab and this and that they never come in. Alhamdulillah, we welcome everybody in the masjid. And that is the reason why, alhamdulillah, there is a sense of community. And this is very important for us, to ensure that each one of us does our job to maintain that. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this masjid, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep it safe from all forms of fitan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the witness and to be the one to guard it against all the fitan. And therefore, I send towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one responsible for taking care of anyone who wants to create a fitna in this masjid. That, let that be between him and his Rabb. If anybody wants to create that fitna, let him deal with his Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted when Abraha came to destroy the masjid of Allah, which was Kaabatullah. We know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. Even though at that time, there was no one worshipping Allah in the Kaaba. But the house of Allah is the house of Allah. No matter what anyone does or does not do in it, it is still the house of Allah. So therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate what we have and to protect it and to work for it, because inshallah al-musta'an, this will be a source of Jannah for us, inshallah. And this will be something which will bring in noor in our qubur. And this will be something which will protect us from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will be the source of forgiveness for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of that, and I ask you to make dua for the protection of this masjid, because in the protection of the masjid is our own protection. Let us be very clear about that. In the protection of the masjid is our own protection. And if we do anything to harm the masjid, then believe me, we are harming ourselves. And that harm you will see in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to save us from anything which displeases him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.